It'll be fair to say since last time we spoke a fortnight ago, it's been a fairly eventful fortnight for the Burnie City Council. Of course, when we spoke last, it was just a couple of days after you announced considerable cutbacks in spending and other areas as well. And also be fair to say the reaction's been mixed to all of that.
It most certainly has, Martin. I mean, local government makes probably one significant decision a year, I've recently been saying, but we decided to make a significant number of decisions that will mean that in the future we'll be able to plan our community in a better way and look at it in a longer-term objective.
There's been some confusion over what's happening with the Arts and Function Centre and the gallery and the museum. None of them are closing permanently.
No, basically what's happening is we have a cultural centre, which used to be called the Civic Centre, hasn't had too much work done for it for about 35 years, and the idea here is to actually turn it into an art gallery and a museum incorporated within the one building, and also have our civic function areas as well, which is a theatre in the town hall. So the whole building being utilised, rather than someone walking into a building that is just a bland space with tables and chairs, we want to make sure that we bring a lot of the artwork and the cultural elements that we have for our museum for public viewing.
Okay, as I said, there's been a fair reaction from the arts community and they're quite concerned about it. Do they need to be, Steve?
Well, no, I always have to say one comment about comments like the arts community. There is one community in Burnie and there are separate elements within it. So we actually work for the benefit of the whole community, at the same time respecting the rights and privileges that the smaller parts of the community have. So it's not about us pitching our fork against someone else. What we want to do is we want to incorporate more of the artefacts and paintings that we have, which we have a large collection, and maybe incorporate some of the university's art collection within our civic centre. And that's the intent. It's to bring it out to the community so we have more people engaged than we've ever had in the past.
One of the other things that you've sort of put a hold on was the move for a new indoor sports stadium, and we know that the Upper Burnie Sports Centre's very close to its use-by date. When do you think now that this will go ahead, the new stadium? Is it going to be another 5 years, or is it going to be longer than that, or is it something that can probably start happening in a year or two?
Well, what we've done is we're continuing the planning of it into the future. The current one is not at the end of its life. I mean, you can always repurpose buildings and you can always renovate and fix up, and that's the approach council generally is going to move forward with. So we're planning ahead. If the opportunity arises and financially we can afford it, we'll do that. The other alternative is to upgrade what we've got. And I think a lot of councils in this state and nationally are now starting to look around and say, are some of the functions that we've been undertaking in the past, are we the most appropriate people to deliver them, or are there better service delivery models? I think our council's decided that of the four councils, and I put Launceston, Hobart, Devonport and us, we are the smaller of the four. We provide a lot of regional resources for the communities beyond our boundaries, but at the same time, being the smallest council means that we certainly have to cut our cloth to make sure that it is affordable for our community.
Smallest city council, of course, is what you're referring to there. And just one more, Steve, the Makers Workshop and the Visitor Information Centre, again, that's going to be cut back in those areas as well.
Well, the two elements there are the Visitor Information Centre. We're working together with the Business Northwest, which was formerly known as the Chamber of Commerce, to provide an alternative solution, which is going to be a potentially portable Visitor Information Centre. So you can move it around to hotspots as you need it. For example, the ships come in, we do that. We need to have it at West Park, but predominantly have it housed at one place, but moving around. But we're working towards that. There's a grant application in for that, and we're certainly supporting them. The other element you mentioned is the papermaking facility. We're no longer a paper town. We do still acknowledge the fact that this was a paper city, but unfortunately, that facility has been earning a lot of money. And the community, at some point in time, had to say, OK, do we continue with this as councillors, or do we continue spending, I think it was close to about $500,000 or $600,000 for the Visitor Information Centre and the paper-making facility to continue? We decided that that is an unaffordable element in our community. If we can find people to take up the challenge of running those facilities somewhere else or whatever, we certainly support them. But at this point in time, we're trying to save about $1.5 million a year by taking these elements out. The state government's come out and said they want local government reform. We want to make sure that two or three years down the track that we're not hit with a big truck coming our way, and there is more hurt for our community. So basically, we've kept our net debt position very good. We've virtually balanced our budget as far as having no debt. The operational costs have certainly increased over the years, and we've lost a couple of hundred thousand dollars, for example, from the airport. We've lost about a large amount, close to about 800, but we're paring that back from Taz Water dividends. So there's a lot of income that hasn't been received this year that normally would have. So basically, lots of councils are going to be in the same boat, having operational losses. We've also reduced our rates that people haven't acknowledged. It was good for 3 years when rates were going down by 1% and zeros. No one said that over the last 3 years, this council has certainly reduced the debt burden on people. They just acknowledged now that some changes are happening, and lots of other councils are in the same boat. But we've actually reduced the rate burden, and the community has to be aware that you have to make your operational savings to make sure that you're a council that, and I don't like using this word, sustainable, but, you know, trying to balance your books every year is something that you have to do.
Just one more, if I could, Steve. You're probably well aware that there's a petition circulating to ask the council not to close the art gallery on the 1st of July. Is there a reason why it has to close then? Can't it be left open for a few more months until work actually starts on the building?
Well, what we've done is, because of the previous museum, we've hired the same consultants to continue the process of reworking this building, and this building has to be reworked. So the most appropriate time is 1st of July. We've already spoken to a couple of artists who had programs in there, and they've accepted the fact that that's what's going to be happening. We do need the full 18 months at a maximum to ensure that this building ends up being a community facility that we're proud of, is contemporary, and certainly rises to the challenge. So the decision at this point in time, and I believe that the councillors are very supportive of it, is that we close it down for the 18 months and then reopen the art gallery museum in the new repurposed building.
Open it all in one go. Finally, Steve, today is Wear Orange Wednesday. Of course, it's National Volunteers Week, and Wear Orange Wednesday is all about recognising the contribution of the State Emergency Services, or the SES, and their regional headquarters in Burnie will be lit up in orange floodlights tonight, as will the Burnie Council, Burnie City Council chambers.
Yes, that's right. Martin, we believe that the SES does a fantastic job, and those volunteers certainly deserve the credit, and this is the community's acknowledgement for the support that we have received from that group of dedicated volunteers.
Yep, they do a wonderful job. Steve, thanks for your time today. As always,
thanks,
I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Great. Thanks, mate. Bye.